Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. If you haven't already subscribed to the show, please subscribe, share it with a friend, leave a like, leave a nice comment, please.
Only nice.
Only mean. Nice comments or mean.
You can leave a mean comment.
Sure.
Yeah, if you want Aaron to respond. Yeah. If you want Aaron to respond, leave a mean comment.
Today is Thursday. Lots happening in the world. Aaron, why don't you start us off with the weather?
Oh, it's so fucking cold. I'm so cold.
You see, I had blood drawn this morning.
Oh, yeah, I got 10 vials of blood drawn this morning. I'm violently ill. I'm hungover.
As a donation or as like a test?
As a donation to my personal test.
Got it.
Oh, I see.
Now, when you get your blood drawn, sorry for the people if you're just starting your day and we're already going down to the blood stuff.
Trigger warning. Blood drawn.
Do you like watching them put a needle into your arm?
Carly's going to faint.
I'm like, no.
I can watch a shot go into my arm, but when they're pulling out blood, I have to look away.
Really?
But like, I can deal with like knowing that it's happening. It's just looking at it and watching myself leak out into a vial.
Yeah, I guess I don't really care, but yeah, I don't think I'm actively looking. I'll like take a peek and be like, oh, where are we at?
Okay.
What about when they stick it in?
Doesn't bother me.
You're okay to look at them sticking it in?
Uh-huh.
Can't do it.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I feel like maybe I've told myself I hate it more than maybe I've never looked, but I just feel like I can't look.
We got to get you that
Can
doctor.
Can you fix her hair?
What's wrong with my hair?
One of your bangs is like.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say something.
Okay.
What the fuck? Why didn't you?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel like
women.
She was going to see the comments later.
I hate you.
Is that better? It's hard to tell from the angle.
I'm a so real
romantic.
One.
I didn't even notice.
Is it better?
Get yourself a friend like me.
You need one of the doctor that like does it with the kid with like the boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yeah.
And then he gives him the shot. Why can't we do that for us? I want that for me.
I usually hum and sing and I tell them. I go, do you mind if I hum and sing right now?
Wait, Matt, you would die. I walked in. So I got it done at like Quest and it was at 8 o'clock this morning and I walk into my phlebotomist's room.
Phlebotomist?
Yeah.
Word of the day.
Phlebotomy.
You specialize in phlebotomy? What is that?
Oh, that's someone who goes around and takes
stupid?
Blood.
Are you stupid?
It's the act of taking blood out of somebody. It's a phlebotomist.
I never knew that.
Oh, and it's spelled really weird.
You can get like a certification to do it and like work in hospitals if you just like take a couple classes.
I never knew that. Phlebotomy is blood work.
Big crossword.
Yeah. Can you believe I knew something Matt didn't?
Yeah, I know.
Big day, everybody. Mark it in your calendars.
Like if you're in the hospital and someone comes in like, oh, I just need a couple blood samples. Like that's a phlebotomist.
Oh, I guess I would think it was like circulatorious. They're like, because it's your circulatory.
Like
a respiratory therapist, circulatory system, endocrine
you can just,
specialist.
Like, get a degree to be a phlebotomist.
I just add the word phlebotomy. Because I think of lobotomy, but we're just adding a fluh in the beginning of it. And the phlebotomy
is,
like your,
phlegm?
I think so.
Like phlebotomy?
I'm pretty sure.
Or is it F-L? Phlebotomist.
I think it's P.
It's P. It's P-H.
It's P-H. Yeah.
Phlebotomist.
Fascinating. Okay, so sorry to veer off.
Oh, but so I walk in. So picture this, hungover,
What'd you do last
night?
It's a Thursday on a Wednesday. Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday. You damn Catholic.
I was celebrating God.
Sin.
Oh, is that?
Wait, I saw the thing funniest thing.
You party
thing.
On Fat Wednesday. You
no, go Fat to, Tuesday.
Oh, sorry. Fat Tuesday, Wednesday. Ash Wednesday. My badness.
No,
fat.
Hold on. Fell asleep first at Ash Wednesday.
Oh, that's
funny. Oh, my God. This made me LOL. But then I saw one yesterday that said, I will be partaking in opposite Lent, actually, where I indulge in my worst behaviors for 40 days. And you know what? That just inspired me. But I that's just went funny. Out to dinner with TJ and his uncle last night and had a few too many martinis and beverages.
Should you be giving consuming blood? Alcohol hours before?
It didn't say.
Yeah, you're fine.
It just said fast after midnight, and that's what I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But I walk in, so I'm hungover. I have to be there at 8 a.m. I walk in to the phlebotomist's room, and she is just loudly listening.
Nosferatu.
I walk in, and Sugar We're Going Down is playing. And then during
Sugar
my
We're Going Down?
Yeah, and then during my whole blood draw, it was We the Kings came on, Jimmy Eat World. And I was like, I
at
like
eight in the morning. Yeah.
Too many drugs.
Yeah.
Can we tone it down? It
You're like, so are you doing this on funny. Purpose?
No, I know.
I remember there was a video of Ariana Grande. She's like at a restaurant one time, and I think she was like on Snapchat or something back when like everyone was snapping, and they kept playing her songs like over and over, and she was like dying laughing. She's like, they don't need to be doing this. Like, this is so funny.
Oh my
and
God.
And the manager came over to like say, and she was like, you really don't have to be playing my music. And he's like, we're
what are
not.
You talking about?
This is just Spotify radio.
No, yeah, he was like, we're not. This is actually like synced up to like all the restaurants in America, and like someone else is doing it. And she was just there.
It's gotta be so cool when you're so famous and you are out in public and you do hear the song, but you don't even like think twice that it's like, oh my gosh, my song's played.
But do you think that happens? Like, I feel like you'd always
I don't know.
Be
I
like,
feel like if you're Taylor Swift, you're like, yep, that, of course
I mean,
it's
yeah,
playing.
Taylor, like, I'm shake
in,
it off playing.
But is Taylor Swift going in public where music is even playing?
I don't know. Probably not.
She's not.
She just at Kohl's, like.
Yeah, like at Kohl's pushing yeah. a cart. Oh, that's
great. Nothing in my brain.
I'm just like, on what level of stardom, though, does that happen to people where they don't even, like, react if their song is playing? Or at least smile or be like, oh, hey, my
I
stuff.
I think once you're, like, at that level of fame, you're kind of probably pretentious about it.
Yeah.
Like, you're, like looking
Katy
around
Perry
to see who notices.
Care. Katy Perry's probably like, of course they're playing my music. Why aren't
yeah,
they
like
playing
hot
my music?
Cold or whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
I think if you do pop music and you get a moment, after you get that moment, then it's like all normal.
Gotcha.
Katy Perry gives the vibe that she'd be like, make an announcement. She'd
yes.
be like, this is my song. Does
oh,
anyone want a
true.
Photo?
Yeah, she would.
She finds the person at Ralph's. Can I use the megaphone for a second? Just want to let everybody know I am shopping here.
Yeah.
Oh, but I got the blood test done because I want to find out what it says my biological age is. Like my,
oh,
whatever.
Oh, really? That's
yeah.
what you're doing?
Like wait, Brian Johnson
are,
shit?
Are doctors like saying that to their patients now? Or are you paying for like
no.
a clinic that offers that?
It's called Function Health, and they test your blood for like tons and tons and tons of stuff. And one of them is like, this is what like your age is showing based on your blood.
Okay.
What if the alcohol just threw it?
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
In fact, you had alcohol in your system.
You're like
might.
A 64-year-old man. Like, drinks
well, they,
margaritas all day.
But also, like, they could be like, oh, young blood. She parties.
We are the young They're just playing Charli XCX.
So, unsure, but I will definitely keep you posted.
Interesting. So, it tells you how old your...
Yeah, TJ's was so young.
Oh,
how
really?
Old was
like,
it?
In his 20s.
Wow.
I know.
That made me feel so good.
I wonder
I know.
Mine would be.
I think mine's going to be older.
Why?
I just don't feel young.
My you know? On my Aura ring, it says like your heart health, like how mine says like I'm at my age, but minus half a year. I'm like, okay,
okay
cool.
So
half
you're just
a year,
like
6 months
on
from
it.
A heartbeat.
Yeah, I guess so. And I just saw a TikTok of this girl being like, it was a TikTok in the. It started and the green screen was like her Aura ring stats. And I guess when you're like getting sick, it'll tell you
yeah.
like things look weird. And she was like,
oh,
she was like Aura ring like predicted or like told me I had cancer basically before I knew because
whoa,
all her it would say like usually when people get sick, their Aura ring will be like signs of strain. And like it'll say your body temp has risen
yeah.
like this many degrees.
It
or
measures
whatever.
Your temperature.
Yeah. It's always measuring like your basal body temp yeah. and everything.
Basal.
What yeah, about, like your base.
What about Rosemary?
Yeah, my friend the other night, she like her ring was blinking, and I was like, "Oh, nice!" And hers was $25 on the TikTok shop.
Oh, I saw those. Wait, didn't Patricia get one of those?
Yeah, Patricia got one of those. She uses it more as like a pedometer than a
big word,
a full diagnosing.
Yeah, just trying to one up.
I would love the Oura Rings. Make them thinner. Make them thinner. Might consider it. But I also don't need another like piece of jewelry. The Whoop band's kind of cool. Love the idea of it.
Slow down.
We might be doing Oura Ring as a sponsorship.
Can I not? The Whoop bands, it just looks like I'm going to Chuck E. Cheese's or something.
I don't
or
like
it looks
Whoop
like
bands.
I'm at like a water park.
Whoop? Like, why are you called Whoop band?
It looks just a little silly.
I saw a tweet that said, I don't always whoop, but when I do, there it is. You know that one?
Yeah, whoop.
I do think the Oura Ring is like the prettiest form of wearing something that tracks stuff.
The one off the TikTok shop
is so light.
It's really light. Less bulky.
Okay, yeah, right. It is. Yeah. It is. It's just a little too bulky. And you have to wear that to bed every night.
Yeah, but it's so light.
When do you charge it?
Whenever.
Can you put it on? Does it matter what finger you put it on?
They say it best measures your first finger.
I want like a contact that just has all of my diagnosis.
That's like Black Mirror's shit right there.
Yes, I don't know. Just chip me up. Add a little microchip in me and give me everything. I just don't want to wear something to bed.
So separate?
Can I say something?
Yeah, you can always say something.
I don't think silver is your color, Aaron.
Yeah, I was going to say that too.
The gold looks really nice. The silver looks like it's not.
I don't think anything's your color, so.
Oh, yikes. Shots fired.
I don't know. I saw that one on his hand. Today. It looked okay.
Actually, no. Now the more I'm looking at it, it does actually.
Yeah, it's growing on me.
It's growing on me a little bit. Because you usually wear a lot of gold, so it's a new.
Yeah, I wear a lot of mixed metals. Like I have.
Mixed metals. It's mixed media. It's giving mixed media.
But yeah, anyways, this girl was like, these are all my like biometrics or whatever. And it was just,
I just weren't.
Yeah, she just stole it from me. It's fine. Okay. And she went to the doctor and she got like tests done. And I believe she had, what is it called?
Lymphoma?
Yes.
Oh my God.
She was like, I was having night sweats. And then like, it was telling me like how, and I've been getting night sweats every fucking night.
So Carly's I have to get one of these.
No, I'm like, no, but I was also on my period, so I feel like it was that.
Oh, yeah. And I feel like that's when it always happens.
Yeah, and my ring didn't tell me I had like a higher temperature, so I don't think I was actually like burning up. I think we sleep and it's so fucking cold that like I wrap myself up and then I sleep so hard that like it gets hot, but I don't realize because I'm sleeping and then I just start sweating. Like I had to like change my shirt. It was like, shoulder was like soaked. It was weird.
How's your friend who has lymphoma though?
What?
No, this is a TikTok.
Oh, it's a TikTok.
My bad.
Yeah. I think she's good, though. I think she's okay now.
What? I don't know. I guess I just didn't catch the beginning of
it. No, it's funny.
It's okay.
The concern.
I was like, what? I thought you were talking about a different person, and then I realized that it was the TikTok.
I don't know. There are, like, friends who, like, do get, like, a huge disease like that. It's always like, oh, my gosh. But how did you know? Like,
yeah. Right. How do you find out?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like night sweats are a thing.
It's important. Like, yeah, I had a friend who had like testicular cancer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did you know?
That's my like, always what I want to know. Like if someone posts a TikTok or like anything of them having some sort of disease or cancer or something, I'm always like, why did you get checked out? Like what made you
Yeah, what get really tossed at? It off that was like, yeah. I have to go in and get
I'm
this
going
looked
to
at.
The dermatologist for the first time. Because
I had skin cancer nearly a year ago, and I told everybody to get their skin checked, but you decided you didn't want to go do it.
I just did a quick self-examination. I was like, this is, seems
There's
fine.
There's nothing that you are, like, worried about.
No, but I just was like...
The one thing I was worried about wasn't anything.
Right.
It was something I wasn't worried about was what I was concerned about.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about anything, but I don't know. I just want... It was like one of the million things on my to-do list that I just decided, okay, now I'm going to try it. So I'm going on next Friday.
I do that too.
To the dermatologist.
Good. Take your shirt off. Let's just do a little look right now.
Honestly, I'm looking great if I took my shirt off.
Oh, easy,
wow.
Sarah.
Easy.
Abs are taking a little more time, but someone did leave a comment on the last episode that Mike's biceps are popping off. And
Let's
I'm like,
see.
There you go.
I want to see your biceps.
I'm specifically.
Show us your biceps.
You're doing like a Sam Sulek. Like you're just like wearing heavy clothes and stuff.
I'm
building the masterpiece underneath.
When I went to Joshua Tree, everybody was like, damn, Mike, you've been working out.
Mike.
I'm telling you, it feels good. But like, let me live. This is great.
No, you're laughing at it. Isn't this what you wanted?
Funny. No, I know. No, but like, I was just on a trip. Like, it's like, I know. No, it's all
fun. But I'm keeping it under wraps until I can bust out and do my big transformation.
Like the Hulk.
Yeah.
Do that on the show.
The Get Influences transformation.
I got a colonoscopy on Monday.
Wow, you're just doing everything. How was that? Was it your first colonoscopy?
My first ever.
Okay. Did you party before that?
You can't. Well,
different,
she
different kind of party.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, how do you prepare for a colonoscopy? Do you fast or like eat light?
No, you can't eat at all. And you just literally.
For how long?
The whole day.
Before.
So like after midnight on Saturday, it was like no more food.
Okay.
And the colonoscopy was Monday morning?
Uh-huh.
So Sunday, complete fast.
Yeah. It was basically like a religious religious day. That's I was like literally like, how the fuck
Ramadan?
Do the Jews do it?
But you could drink water?
I could drink water and clear liquids.
Ooh, so tequila?
But I also had to take like a ton of laxatives.
Oh, so you had to poop it all out.
So at noon, I had to take 4 Ducalax, which are just like...
Ducalax? That's the name of it, is Ducalax?
Yeah.
Intentionally?
Pretty crazy. D-U-L... I don't know how it's spelled, but they're Ducalax. Like, it's like just like a pill. So I had to take 4 of those. And then at 5 o'clock, I had to drink an entire bottle of Miralax.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah. I was peeing out my butthole.
Oh,
well,
boy.
That's the intention. It's like, we got
to
get this
clean
out.
Oh,
okay.
Dude, I sent Carly photos of my colon.
It
Do
was
you guys
very
wanna
funny.
See?
I was like, how'd it go? And the next day she texts me, she goes, like this. And it's like a bunch of pictures of literally, it looks like just her butthole.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know about you, but I like to keep my money where I can see it. But unfortunately, the traditional big wireless carriers also seem to like keeping my money too. But after years of overpaying for wireless, I finally got fed up with crazy high wireless bills, bogus fees, and quote-unquote free perks that actually cost more in the long run, and switched to Mint Mobile. So Mint Mobile saves me a ton of money. It is so much more affordable, and you could be saving so much compared to the big wireless carriers. So say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages, because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditch the overpriced wireless and get 3 months of premium wireless service from Mint Mobile for $15 a month. If you like money, Mint Mobile is for you. Shop plans at mintmobile.com/influences. That's mintmobile.com/influences. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month 5 gigabyte plan required, equivalent of $15 a month. New customer offer for first 3 months, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See Mint Mobile for details. And now back to the episode.
Yeah,
that's inside my body.
Are you gonna post those up on OF?
OF. Yeah. I know you've always seen my asshole.
Ew.
She's like, I know you've always seen my asshole, but I'm gonna show you even more.
Yeah, we're gonna go a little deeper.
Disgusting.
You want to go deep?
And then it's funny too, because I also did an endoscopy, so then they could get like the inside of my
with a
esophagus.
Whole different.
Yeah, you could be like, this
pipe.
Is like a gangbang.
They just wipe it down.
Yeah. It's good. Yeah. Just hosing it down in the sink. Like,
so got pics of both.
Okay, but when you
a
did they give you anything?
What position are you? Do you have to go like this for the colonoscopy?
No, that's where you get your
side.
Butt waxed.
You're
yeah,
on your side.
It was so crazy. Okay. It's really funny. So you're like, they roll you into the OR, and then they're like, okay, turn.
Roll you in
on a stretcher.
Yeah, you're like put out.
Oh, you're not awake for this?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
And then you roll to your side, and then they literally put like a gag on your mouth that has a
what?
Yeah. So
wow.
Like
go on.
Do you have to like swallow your tongue or something, or it's a way of like?
Well, because they also put a camera down your throat, so there's like a hole in it, so that your teeth
react to it.
Yeah, go down. So that is the last thing I remember, them strapping the gag on me and being like, ow, this is uncomfortable. And then couldn't tell you a single thing that happened after.
So how long was the entire thing?
I went in at like 10:10 and was out of there by 11.
Okay. Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But you were under.
It's not like full general anesthesia. They like keep giving you sedation.
Okay.
But you don't remember it.
But you were able to like come to pretty reasonably. Like, could you have driven yourself home
after
it?
No. Like you have to get someone to drive
you. A little
like
woozy after.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. How soon were you able to eat post colonoscopy immediately, or do you have to like ease back into?
I just wasn't hungry.
Oh,
But then like, I know, yeah.
I'd be like Chick-fil-A.
And then also like my stomach was still queasy from the day before.
Okay.
Oh,
like I had to.
It's
drink
like you were sick for real.
Yeah, but then like I would say like the afternoon, I was like hungry, but then I like tried eating, and then I was so full so fast.
Were they like great looking colon, by the way? No, we'll get back to you, but it was looking good.
Yeah, he came. The doctor came by, and he was like, they had to do a couple biopsies during the endoscopy portion.
Okay.
But he was like, your colon is stunning. Like, she's a star.
Which is good to know.
Nothing to worry about
like
there. Like,
days.
I was freaking the fuck out. Like, colon cancer all over my TikTok. Like, for the past year, I've just been like, this is it. Like,
did they get your results back or not yet?
No, I find out on Monday. Because
oh,
I
so
have, like,
clean.
A little bit of gastritis.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And so he was like, we just took a biopsy, but, like, I am not worried about it.
Ugh.
But I
news.
Didn't have any polyps or anything
that's
in my
great, Aaron.
My little colon. So
they're saying that, yeah, you should be getting them younger, right?
The yeah, because all the food we eat is like terrible. And yeah.
Right. I know.
Yeah. I think they're like trying to get the age lowered because I think right now it's like 50.
Oh,
yeah.
So there is like, what you mean getting the age so, lowered in terms of like recommending
screening.
And saying like
yeah.
you really need to come in and get it?
Or like insurance yeah. will cover it earlier and earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Because
let's
I
do it.
I think it's 50. They might have lowered it already. But then I think it's like if it's clear or whatever, I think you get it every 10 years.
Okay.
Which to me is like.
It's a long time.
How often do you guys get mammograms?
I've never gotten
I'm 33.
One.
Okay, so.
Don't you get them at like 40?
I oh. think so.
But I mean, we probably should be getting them too.
Yeah.
I would assume.
But like when you go to your gyno,
yeah,
they give you a breast exam like every okay. year when you do your pap.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. I'm like, you do this at home, right? And I'm like, yeah, totally.
I'm like, my husband does.
Hey.
Yeah. Someone else does it. He probably won't tell me if there's a lump, but
yeah.
just there. I don't know.
I know. It's scary.
I know.
Well, good on you, though.
Now I'm like.
And hopefully everything comes back.
I'll do your breast exam in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to do the Pronuvo.
What's
well,
that?
Pronuvo. That scares me.
The full MRI body scan.
Should we all do it?
Like a DEXA scan?
No, it's like, it's not
an MRI.
Muscle. It's like, it tells you like
everything
that could
that's
be wrong
with you.
Yeah.
I know. It kind of freaks me out. Like, I don't know if I want
to
know.
I think that we should be able to get one every year.
I agree. I mean, it's really expensive, right? But
it's
for
not like. Like you would think it would be. I mean, for me, I'm like, oh, that's like $10,000. It's only, I think, $2,500. But then so
oh.
many influencers do, obviously, that is a lot of money.
Well,
but
yeah,
like for what you're getting,
not what
like,
I thought it'd
be. A lot of influencers have like codes for like a couple hundred bucks you can get off.
Interesting.
Yeah, I have been
I know, but
to
then
it
it's
years.
Like, and then you have a whole household, then you have kids and stuff, and then you're like, oh gosh, mm-hmm. okay, we got to pay for everybody. Like, who's the priority
totally.
Of like, you know, making
well,
sure everything's
good? I think the company,
good.
Like, they want to make it accessible so that like people like that
yeah.
in households can get it every year as a preventative measure. And like, it detects things as early as stage one cancer. So like,
that
whoa.
Tumors
and everything.
That
yeah.
is so scary, but also it's like.
Totally.
I mean, it'd that's, be good to know, I guess. But
it'd be funny. If there was like a festival and like a cancer festival and it was like stage one staged instead of like
oh
Coachella, like desert stage.
Yes.
Like, but the stages at the
oh
cancer festival is like, I'll be at stage three at
oh
4
no.
p.m.
You should get into stand up.
yeah.
Oh God. What about the people who work for the company that makes these, the super scanner? Like, what if they're like, oh, I think my girlfriend or my wife has cancer, but like, oh, we can't even like afford for her to do the scan. But what if I break in at night and we can do the scan
well,
and
I'm
just
sure
make
they get
it
a discount.
Diet.
Yeah, they're like a friends and family or something. I don't know. I'm sure
yeah,
it's fine.
Friends and family. So then everyone wants to be friends with that person
yeah.
and just be like, can you get a scan in? Can you book us in? Please, we don't have the money to do it.
Well,
please.
I feel like it's just like a luxurious thing you can do. Like if you
right.
really think something's wrong, like you
yeah,
go to a doctor.
Yeah, I guess you would go to a legit doctor.
I've seen people do, you know, like guys fly to Turkey to get their hair transplant because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like way cheaper. I think that they do that for this. I can't remember
oh,
what country it's in.
I think it was also Turkey. You go and you get every fucking thing done.
You saw this
and it was
TikTok?
Like $800.
Yeah,
huh?
exactly. Yeah.
Everything. Like CT scans, MRIs,
oh.
they
CAT
do
scan.
All your blood.
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was $800.
And the hospital that they do it in
stunning.
Looks like it's like an Apple store.
It's crazy.
And it's like,
they're like, okay, and they plan the whole day out for you. And then they're like, okay, here's your time. You go get lunch, you come back, we have your results.
Yeah, they have all your
damn.
Results that day. So it's like a tourism thing where you just
should
it costs,
we do it?
go to Turkey.
$800
I'm scared to go to Turkey.
Why not? You go to Israel for fun. There's bombs going off in the background, but I'm scared to go to Turkey. Like, what? Turkey, that doesn't make sense.
Turkey is like an actual authoritarian government. Like, that guy puts like political opponents in jail, and there's no free press, and it's like an actual, it's like North Korea.
All of Turkey.
Yeah, it's like North, it's like flying to North Korea.
And how do people go there and get hair transplants? Yeah. I don't understand.
I mean, people do it. I just think it's like going to North Korea.
But all you're going to do is just stay in a hotel and go to a place and get something done. I don't think I'm going to like go to some rallies and shake stuff up.
They have like a really beautiful balloon festival there.
Oh yeah, in Turkey.
Hot air balloon.
That one looks really beautiful.
You've been in a hot air balloon.
No, that scares me.
You have.
But I have.
It was tied. Like, I wasn't free floating, but it was very high.
Weak.
I know. I mean, I would do it if it wasn't
tied. It's really fun.
I don't know. I would love to go to a festival and look at all of them and be like, pretty picture. Yeah. But like getting up in one.
Oh, fun.
No, it's pretty cool because it's silent. You're just like sitting there floating and just hope that the wind takes you back.
How funny it would be to do by yourself.
Hope that the wind takes you back. That's what they were saying.
Yeah, it's pretty low risk.
And they got bags of sand and shit. We're like,
fire. There's fire.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yeah, it's
not for me, babes.
Floating wicker propelled by fire is crazy.
What if hot air balloons became safer than flying? People just start taking hot air balloons.
Uber hot air balloon.
Yeah. Did you see the flying car?
Which one?
I sent it to Carly the other day, but it's come up a couple more times now. It was like, what's the company?
What, like it's a Uber that flies around?
No, it's like a flying car.
Made in China, probably.
Like a hovermobile, or like it is a
like in the
aircraft?
Sky.
No, it's like a car.
Okay.
It's a car.
But it flies.
It has, with wings.
Yeah.
Okay, for the people listening...
Explain, Matt.
It is a... Okay. That is a car that is clearly flying. It's getting higher and higher. That looks like a balloon.
It's a
doesn't look real. That looks like it weighs like three pounds. Like, that looks like a student came up with this.
It's the Jetsons. Okay, but
that looks like it's made by Air Hogs.
Sure, they came up with it, but it's working.
Is there somebody in it?
It looks like there's nobody even in that. It looks like it was like 3D printed... And it's just the shell of a vehicle. Does it look really light?
It does look real. I mean, the fact that it's like wobbling.
But there's no like, if there was intense, like, what's the word?
That was insane.
Air combustion, like coming out of it, the grass would be moving. Yeah. It just looks like it's like floating.
It is moving.
How the fuck would they, how would they deal with flying? Imagine flying cars just like became a thing. How like quickly? Well,
that's what they're trying to do.
Well, I'm like, they have to talk to air traffic control people.
Like,
now they have to, and then you have this shit coming over your house. Like, so.
No, it like can't be.
Dogs would be like. Ar, 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 ar.
It's not. Like, why are we doing that?
I don't know.
Because I think it's such a futuristic thing that the generation of engineers always looked up to, like, one day we'll have flying cars.
We need roads, like, for people to.
Right.
For people to.
It's like, why we need robots is because we think that's what we think that the future is that we need these robots
like
to,
like.
The
worst driver
the comments
knows
are really
how
funny.
To drive on a road for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to see them flying a car.
Someone said, can we just get universal health care instead?
Literally.
Someone said,
how are we supposed to exchange information and insurance if we get into an accident midair?
Right. So you need to wear a parachute every time you get in the car.
Yeah.
In case you're crashed, you have to jump out. Eject parachute style.
Right.
That is...
I can only imagine the road rage in the sky.
Yeah, that's not going to fly.
Well, technically it is.
Hey.
She's flying.
Yeah, that looks... It looks like it's made out of, like, carbon fiber.
Yes.
Paper mache.
Looks a little dinky.
Well, have you guys...
Right.
Well, probably not, because I'm subbed to Starbucks on Reddit. But they... The workers are, like, so annoyed because apparently their new signs are all made by, like, AI. Instead of like real photographers and stuff, they're assuming
the new signs.
Yeah, I can show you what it looks like.
Yeah, I need to see.
Yeah,
this
Starbucks.
Signage, like their logos
yeah, it's like
and
the new, it's
stuff,
like,
or
it's
like
one,
the
it's
lighting
one,
of the sign.
No, it's like a sign. It's like new frappuccino or new cold foam drinks or whatever,
okay.
And it's like two. I'll show you what they look like.
Do they
comment.
Normally make them? I guess I just don't really.
I think they just look jarring to people who work there because they're like, this doesn't look like how they normally look. Like,
if I see AI in the internet. I always am like, this is AI garbage. This sucks. Don't do this.
Maybe you'll be
I
able
try
to tell.
Yeah.
Leave my mark on the world, you know?
And people are like, wow, wait, it is AI garbage because this guy commented it.
Yeah, that's AI. This is AI garbage for sure. That sucks.
Because it's like the drinks, like the cups aren't the right size.
Target has plenty enough money. They have plenty enough money to hire an agency and hire photographers and stuff. Like, what money are they saving by doing this?
That drink sounds good as hell.
People jobs.
I think so. Well,
for the people listening, yeah, it's an image of they have lavender lattes, and
it's like the font is very.
Yes, and it has that kind of like weird warp to like the drinks and stuff where it doesn't look like they're actual real glasses.
It's just like, God. Yeah, I don't know. So that was interesting. But other people are also like, it could be someone like took the photo and just used like crazy editing for like AI editing even to make it look.
Like it was like just in Photoshop and they used like the AI tools within Photoshop.
Yeah.
I saw some guy talking on a podcast. I think it was a comedian. He was like, why is it that AI is like writing poems and doing art and we're stuck doing our laundry and our taxes? Like, it should be
the other way.
AI is doing the laundry and the dishes.
Yeah.
And we're like making art and like
that's
stuff.
What the new robots Savros. Are for.
Yeah. AI needs to stay in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The robots need to stay in the kitchen. Anti-feminism for robots.
They can make our money and we can just frolic around.
Right.
Yeah. Like we're supposed to be.
I like doing laundry.
Did you guys watch the Oscars?
I do too. Mm-hmm.
No.
You didn't even watch a second
Aaron,
of it?
How could you?
I was...
prepping for your colonoscopy.
Yeah. What was I watching?
She was pissing.
Oh, I was watching Degrassi.
She was pissing poop.
You didn't want to see Conan? A fellow redhead from Boston?
Just like didn't care.
He was very funny.
Oh, he did a great job. Degrassi, which season? Next Generation?
Yes.
Like the Drake
days?
I
started it like a month ago just started season 8.
Oh boy. Oh
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, Drake, it's actually really funny. Last season was when he started like rapping in the show.
I'm the same little boy that used to play up on Degrassi and pocket 20,000 to be anywhere they ask me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what he says on the show?
No, he says it in a freestyle with Lil Wayne called Ransom. Go on.
Degrassi was the oh
Aubrey.
My God.
I just don't say anything. Don't say any spoilers.
Is Craig cute still? Like I was obsessed with Craig.
Yeah, but he like immediately gave me the ick because he's a loser.
Oh well, I'm sure at the time boy. I didn't care about that. Also, I was like, I want to be Ellie. Like
I love
she's
her.
She's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes. I know I can make it.
I have a bone to pick with the Degrassi creators because I love that theme song and it's so fun to like watch. And then I think it was season 7, they stopped the lyrics.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it was
then
just like the
season 8, they brought it back and it sounds like an AI song. It's so fucking terrible.
How does it go again?
Whatever it takes.
Yeah, but how does
the
new
make it through?
No, I know the song, but like
if I hold on,
if I do, like that one.
Yeah,
that's the original one.
But I think they've gotten rid of the warmth of theme songs from shows from like the 90s and the early 2000s. They used to be so catchy, so wholesome.
It was like the whole song.
You are now joining us and the vibe is here. Now I think that they just realized how much time a theme song takes up and they just want to make it like doon 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 and then that's that. They just shorten it and strip away all of its elements. And it's a damn shame.
I also feel like people don't like have the attention span.
Yeah,
like,
people
for
skip
I don't
intro.
Either.
Yeah.
Skip
yeah.
intro.
No one's
skip
like
intro.
It doesn't like
especially with this new theme song.
Yeah, definitely.
Really got a bone to pick. I don't know why. Don't ruin a good thing.
You're going to send me like a little video of the song because I definitely know all the songs.
I haven't watched
Degrassi
it
was
since.
Like my shit.
It sounds so weird. I was just so pissed on the one where they got rid of the theme song.
It's okay.
Why would they do that?
Back to Oscars. I just wanted to have a Degrassi moment.
Are we like annoyed that Wicked didn't win anything really? Over like Emilia Perez again?
Well,
Emilia Perez movie of the
wait,
year.
It won costumes, right?
Yes,
and
but
it won
didn't
production
win,
design,
yeah,
right?
But like Ariana or like
what were they nominated for?
Sorry, no, I think they got outbeat by
Emilia Perez.
No, what? Not Emilia Perez.
Ariana Grande did a lovely job. Let's just wait until it's like you're acting. I don't think
she's doing the second one.
Well, I think just like best actress, it's great if you also sing in your role, but that doesn't like define the true what
gravity.
We're here to do.
It
acting.
Doesn't define gravity.
Yeah, no, it does not define gravity. And I guess, you know, there was original song, but like I don't know, it was
well,
Wicked
there's
even
no original
included?
Songs
there
in
isn't.
Wicked, yeah.
So
I was surprised that
who
like
who were they up against?
In terms of like what
like I don't
category.
Even know what they were nominated
like,
for.
Like Cynthia was for like actress or whatever with like the girl in Emilia
like
Perez
best actress
I think so
or supporting maybe
I don't know
I mean, it was represented in a lot of categories throughout it, but they just got beat.
I just kept being like, damn.
But I mean, Dune was is an incredible production. And I think like maybe put in a little bit more innovative work into, I don't know, the pictures. So they just got beat. They got beat.
The Emilia Perez won for song and the woman
sex
who,
one?
Not that song.
Elmall.
Well, the woman who accepted the speech, like, after the speech was wrapping up, she started like making up a new song about Emilia Perez, like,
oh,
Emilia Perez, I love you. And then they started playing the outro music on top of her singing, and she didn't get the hint and just kept. Did you guys remember
I
that? Song?
Like, I thought you were
giving me a beat. Yeah, was, that's exactly what it was like.
I didn't know she was making up a new song.
Oh, she might have been a song.
I thought she was singing the song that they just won.
Making up a new song. Yeah,
it felt like
sure
she was making it up. It felt like she was making it up. I don't know.
Well,
but then. The guy from The Brutalist, who literally looks like he hasn't seen the sun
ever in his
life.
He looks like an actual, Aaron, he looks like an actual vampire, and Nolan and I were like, I need him.
Adrian Brody?
No. The guy who won for like production design of The Brutalist or costume.
Oh, yes.
He's wearing like a black, like vampire coat.
Chiseled cheekbones.
Pale white, completely bald, like no eyebrows, completely bald. And then he gave his speech, and then he started to, they started to play the outro music, and then he sang the last lines. He was like, and thank you to my friends at the coffee shop, because like making fun of the woman from Emilia Perez, and I was like, bravo.
He was like, Noel and I were dying watching
laughing.
Him. We're like, this guy, and then I saw someone tweeted, was like, was that Nosferatu?
Yeah. I think Andrew Lowe tweeted.
Literally, I was like, it was Andrew. Yeah, I was like,
Nos.
Okay, then I wanted to ask, do we like Adrian Brody's
No.
longest speech in Oscars history?
I don't.
Did you like it?
He at first I was like,
I know what you're talking about.
It feels like he's going somewhere. And then they started to play the music because he was like 3 minutes into his speech and he wasn't really saying much. And he goes, stop the music. I've done this before. I've been here before. I'll wrap it up. Don't worry. And then they stopped the music for him. And then he just kept going.
He just like rambled.
Two more minutes. It was 5 minutes and 34 seconds, which has become
rude.
Like the longest one. Yeah. Very rude.
It is. Because like this thing is on a schedule and like, it already lasts.
What did he win?
Best actor.
For The Brutalist, but he didn't say anything. It was just like
a lot of pretentious
did
mumbling.
That win movie of the year for you?
No, it did not. But I knew, like,
Anora
a couple
won best
days.
Picture.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm.
I haven't even seen
it. I just watched it.
Oh, you haven't?
Because you're prude.
Oh,
is it about?
It's like
sex?
The first like 30 minutes is like softcore porn, pretty much.
Oh yeah, it's a naughty film.
Yeah, but it's good.
Hollywood.
It's cool. It was made with $6 million, like completely indie film.
Independent. Yeah,
I'm not mad about the Brutalist losing. I guess it makes sense that
I still need to
won.
See it. Do you think it would make sense for us to watch like the first half and then like watch the second half the next day?
No.
No.
No, you gotta.
I mean,
you gotta,
can if you
God,
want
we start,
to
like, 6
and watch
PM.
It.
How long is it?
Three and a half hours.
Yeah, oh, I thought it was like
45 minutes,
four.
Really.
But you could, but if you're watching at home, you don't need to wait 15 minutes for the intermission.
Yeah, you don't.
You could save 15
minutes.
There's
an actual intermission.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
And I thought it was cool when I was watching it live. I was like, damn, that's kind of sick. Like telling the music to stop playing because he's like, you know, I've been here before. You could stop the
music.
But
what's crazy is he said that. He told them to stop the music when he won back in like 2003 for The Pianist.
Oh, he did the same thing?
Yes, he said stop the music. And also someone did a back-to-back clipping of his speech from when he won, I believe it was in 2003.
Yeah.
And his speech now, and he was saying like the same fucking clichés. Like we need to look inwards and try to do better things through the meaning
of art.
Right.
It's just nonsense.
Like
I saw something.
And then he also said stop, no, cut the music, just give me this moment. And then he did it again.
And he
this.
Also when he went up there, he spit out his gum and tossed it to his wife.
Yeah, I saw that.
Awful.
And then it was such a big controversy when he won the first time in 2003 because Halle Berry won Best Actress.
Oh, and they like made out or something.
Yeah, and he kissed her like so aggressively, even though she like had a husband in the audience and stuff. But they did like recreate their
kiss
on
the red carpet
after he won, so it was like, okay, at least they're
I saw that and was like, what the
fuck? And then but his wife is right there. I don't know. Yeah. Actors are fucking weird, man.
People are like, so
he's married
this
to
morning.
Harvey Weinstein's ex-wife.
Oh.
Someone said, I was unprepared for how ugly Adrian Brody's art is. And then like
his art?
Yeah.
Like he paints?
Oh god, that
Brody Bucks.
What? Yikes. He's a little pretentious.
Brody.
Oh yeah, yeah. What is a little bit of a loony?
I always get him confused with Adam Brody.
I know. I always hesitate as I'm like saying their names out loud. I'm like Adrian.
I'm like, wait. Oh, yeah.
Adam. Have you ever seen him on Instagram? He posts like reels of himself walking around New York City.
Adrian?
Yeah, he's such a freak. He's like, hey, guys, it's me, Adrian. I'm just having a great fucking day here in New York City. And it's just this weird, like, who is this for? He's a freak. Movie was great. But I wanted to see if you guys had any other Oscars thoughts, because I thought it was interesting.
I just watched, speaking of the Oscars, I watched Anora and then we watched Conclave.
How was it? Did you like it?
I did. It was kind of a chore, though, to like really pay attention to it, because it's like, it's a kind of a different language for half of it. And
what
it's just
language?
Like Italian and or Spanish.
Or like speaking in Latin.
Or Latin, yeah. Mm. But I think it takes place in Italy, correct?
It takes place at the Vatican, correct.
And that guy's name is Ralph Fiennes, but it's pronounced Ray Fiennes?
Yes, Rafe.
Since when?
Apparently Chelsea Handler and him are dating.
And Ray Fiennes?
Yeah, I saw that
Ray
yesterday.
Ray Fiennes and Chelsea Handler?
The guy from...
I saw it yesterday.
You gotta be kidding me. Is that true?
The streets are saying. Let me Google.
He's looking at no one. Is that true? Tell me.
Well, I mean, the Fiennes family is like quite like an eclectic, like sophisticated.
Oh, wait, 29 minutes ago, Chelsea Handler weighs in on romance rumors.
Breaking news.
I like that I can see the reflection in your sunglasses with this girl.
What's Rafe's brother's name? He's in Handmaid's Tale. And he was like in Shakespeare in Love.
She said all that happened between her and the Conclave actor after the award show was they went from one party to another party. She also emphasized that it was not just the two of them. They were with a group of people.
She said,
I don't think Ralph is marriage material. And I don't think I'm marriage material. Given that shared trait, she acknowledged that they might be a good pairing in that sense. But still, I don't think either one of us is getting married.
But they're together?
They were seen leaving like the Oscars together. Yeah. So then everyone was like, oh, because I think recently she spoke about like having a new boyfriend or something. Mm-hmm. And so now I think people are speculating that it might be him.
I love the idea of it, but I don't think that they're that good of a match.
Unless is that the Rafe main guy?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Yeah. He's Voldemort.
Is he Voldemort?
Yes.
And he's also the bad guy in Schindler's List, right?
No, that's Liam Neeson.
No, that's the good guy in Schindler's
List. Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. He's the Nazi. Yeah, Rafe is in it. Sorry, my bad.
But I saw a TikTok of someone. It was, you know, one of those like fake Snapchat things. And it's like the friend who thought Conclave was going to sweep. And it's like a girl in like one of those hats. And every time a different award was like, are you kidding me? Not Conclave.
That's what's her name? She's in Smosh. She's so funny.
Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah.
It just, because like Conclave, I don't know.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh. It is phenomenal.
I know.
It's like very pretty.
It's written like a thriller. It's so interesting. Like having like all the cardinals from all across the world come together.
It's like politics. They're like
politics of electing the next pope. It's a bunch of men sitting there competing about who's going to become the most famous man in the world for the next like 20 to 30 years. When you are the pope, you're one of the most like recognized individuals globally.
Young Pope.
So all of those egos coming together, people like arguing on why they think that they're worth it. Some people who've set up like scandals with other popes and just stuff within the Vatican to get their own advantage.
It's good.
Maybe I'll watch it.
I feel like you'd like it.
Oh my gosh, Mike, it's phenomenal. It's really good. And you have like Stanley Tucci, John Lithgow, incredible performances all across the board.
Do they blast cigs?
They
smoke cigs. There's like a pope that vapes the whole time. It's crazy.
Pope?
Yeah.
What?
A vaping pope?
Yeah, because you can't like smoke indoors anymore in the Vatican.
I didn't picture that it was taking place like in modern day. I thought it'd be like in the 1500s or something.
No, it's modern day. And what's wild right now that it's like kind of happening
right now. Right, because the current pope has cancer, right?
Yeah, like
I thought he had pneumonia.
Pneumonia, like in his lungs. Like it's really, really bad. I don't think it's cancer.
Sorry, I'm not a doctor. Jeez.
Misinformation.
It's crazy that when you're like those what are they, like pastors, I guess? Or
Cardinals.
I guess, like, if you're like, you really only have one pope in your lifetime or two, and that's really it.
It's like a Supreme Court.
We've gone through three so far.
Oh, okay.
But isn't the one right now good?
Pope John Paul II, and then it was Pope Benedict, and then Pope Benedict came
retired.
Retired.
Oh, because they get not elected, but like they're kind of old already. They're
in it for life until they die, yeah. Unless they mentally cannot like complete the job, and that's what happened to Benedict. And then it was Francis, and Francis is sick. So
gotcha.
Well, isn't he good?
The new one,
I saw, like, this is like bad.
Yeah, he wrote to like. I think
he believes in LGBTQ.
He was like, this is the worst administration. Yeah. Like, you guys need to figure it out.
He's also the first pope to say like gay people are going to heaven.
Which was also like a icon. Like kind of part of that movie too. It was like that. Yeah, there are some people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who want like equality for everyone.
And that's where like a lot of people right now are talking about who is going to be like the next pope. And there's so much controversy.
Jude
like,
Law.
You don't want like an American pope or whatever. Pope. Sometimes people want like a certain country or like a certain region
of the
world.
A hot pope.
A hot pope.
Hot young pope.
Hot pope.
Hot young pope that blasts cigs.
Blast and cigs. Wait, what's blasting cigs? Is that a thing?
It's from the young pope. I think it was a Brandon Wardell tweet or something, but he was like, just blasting cigs.
Oh, yeah, because the young pope, that Jude Law show, he's, like, always smoking a cigarette or something.
I saw after Honora won, there was a lot of Sigfluencers posts of people who were, like, just posting her if she smokes in the movie.
Oh. Yeah.
There's a big Sigfluencer account where people like to post.
Sigfluencer?
Yeah. I saw, like, 8 people post it after she won for Honora.
Sigfluencer.
So that woman won Best Actress, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mikey Madison.
So, like, when I see, like, these people win these Oscars, I'm like, their paychecks just doubled overnight for the rest of their career.
Well, yeah, I love that name for a girl. Like, Mikey?
It's
that's
cute.
So cute.
Mikey Madison.
Name, Mikey.
She's Jewish, Mike.
I know. I looked it up. Her real name is like Michelle like Rosberg or something, but she goes by Mikey Madison.
I love that. Mikey.
It's really cool when you finally, even when you're nominated, anytime like in a trailer or something, it's always like an Academy Award winner, this actress, or Academy nominated, this person. Mm. You earn this like title to your name now in show
like
business.
Like a doctorate.
Yeah. Yes. Which is pretty cool.
Wasn't Cynthia, if she won, she would be an EGOT?
Yes, right? I believe so.
If she were to win, but that sucks.
I know.
Imagine being so close.
She'll get it.
Well, she'll get it too.
Huh?
I don't think. Ooh,
what?
I don't think Cynthia Erivo's that good of an actress.
Really? I feel like you
said
that
before. Is that a bold take? I think she's very talented. She can sing. She's a great stage actress. There's something I just don't buy.
You want to see her in like a real dramatic role?
She played Harriet Tubman, and she was very good. But her delivery, sometimes I'm like, I'm not buying it.
Yeah. Or so, when you see these like actors now who have like lip filler and stuff, and they're in the 1800s, you've seen this thing that people talk about.
Oh, yeah. They just have like modern face.
With
and,
just
like puffy.
It shouldn't be allowed.
Like, no. Your Honor, I am here to, like, you just can't, you know. It's a little much.
It's funny. When we watched Napoleon, it was like halfway through, and I was like, he's the only guy without an accent. And I guess like, Joaquin Phoenix was like, I'm just not going to do an accent. Just very funny. It's like in France and stuff.
Well, I thought Conan did great. Although it felt
Conan was great.
It felt like the audience in the room was like not vibing with it for the first few minutes. That was the vibe I got. It was like,
I think everybody's always just a little like
stiff
or nervous, because usually in the beginning, it's always like roast being targeted towards everyone in the audience and stuff.
I saw one on Twitter that made me laugh when he had like the fire guys.
That was
funny. Like the fire department roast like the nominees, which
that was a good bit.
I like that, because I was like, I feel like at all these other award shows they just like come on stage and clap and then leave, and I was like, I like that they did something and they actually had humor about it, like they were good at delivering the lines, because Conan was like, we wrote jokes, but I think they should be able to say that.
Because it was about the bravery, like I'm not brave enough to say these jokes, but these guys are. That was a nice way to like tie it in.
Ben
Stiller's thing was also really funny with
brilliant
the,
I mean, Ben Stiller always goes like above and beyond with his when he presents at the Oscars.
Did you know that Harry Met Sally was gonna?
No,
that
I didn't.
Was a surprise.
That's so didn't, funny. And I was wearing a When Harry Met Sally sweater because I was like, I want to wear like a movie while I'm watching this. And
I put it on. To, like,
I did
a
have a weird feeling that there would maybe be like a follow up to like the Mayo commercial that they've been doing a lot.
Mm.
Hellman's.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
They did
that
like
the
Sydney Sweeney's in the whole commercial and stuff. It was a big Super Bowl, I think, ad.
I love
maybe.
Mayonnaise.
Aaron, just
do you like mayo? You know what
so
I bought recently and I haven't tried it? Duke's mayonnaise.
Ooh.
Like, Duke-Alex mayonnaise.
Duke-Alex?
Yeah.
Toby. Duke-Alex shout out to Toby Stevens. She loves Duke mayonnaise. Oh. And she has like a Duke mayonnaise tattoo. And I saw it when I was buying mayonnaise and I'm like,
where did you buy it? Like, did you
have
to get it shipped?
Amazon Fresh.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't know we had
it
here.
You know what? I have probably had it in the past, but I haven't had a moment of me like going, this is Duke's. I'm putting Duke's on. Let's
maybe you can bring it to the next.
What?
You lost a nail?
No, a diamond.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
On your ring?
Yeah, my ring.
Oh my God. Wait, what do you mean? Like it's gone?
Yeah, it fell out.
Oh no.
Just now, you think?
No, I don't know.
They stole it from you while you were getting your colonoscopy?
Well, maybe. Did you?
Gotta go get a colonoscopy now.
Make a wish.
Oh no. Oh.
Let me see.
Can't believe you have to get me a new ring, TJ.
Oh boy.
It's just this little band.
Patricia and I went out to dinner with Patricia and her parents last night, and Patricia is like, mom had this like big fancy ring and let Patricia try it on in the car, and then we like pull into the parking garage or whatever, like, all right, get out. And Patricia like moved her hand and then the ring fell in the car. And we're like, so we're like, get out of the car, and the girls are taking forever. We're like, what's going on? They go,
no.
We dropped the ring in the car. And I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And so we start like, well, then we're like, well, the reservation's like right now, so we're gonna go up. And then they finally come up 15 minutes later. I'm like, did you find the ring? They go, we haven't. And I'm like, and then I'm thinking, like, is this ring now like going to be deep into the crevices of my car where I'm gonna have to like pay to like, get this whole thing torn up and find this damn ring? And
you need a metal detector.
Then we're like, okay, well, at least we know where it is. I know, right? I'm thinking a metal detector, but the whole car is metal.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There's no way of like, finding this thing. And then we go back down and we start looking around the car again. And then I'm like, look in your bag. Like, did it entered a different thing? She goes, oh, yeah, good point. Looks into like one of the first side pouches and finds
right
it.
Oh, thank God.
So, you know.
Thank God. That's so scary. I think my mom, when she like never wears her wedding ring. She like wears a fake one for some reason. But she was wearing her wedding ring like when I was little. And she was, I think, throwing trash out. And she just realized that the whole diamond just had been like was gone. Like there was just like a ring with no diamond. And she was like, oh, my God. And I think she ended up finding it like in the trash or something.
Oh, thank gosh she found it in the trash.
Yeah.
Mariah had a crazy story about her mom losing her wedding ring. You know, loves to clean around the house and stuff. One day has lost her wedding ring. Can't find it. Couldn't find it, I think, for maybe about a year. And then one day was cleaning around the house with the spray bottle and was like about to fill it up. And then heard like something thunk in it. Was like, what is in this spray bottle? Opens it up. And in it was her wedding ring, because she had like cleaned something out in it or like fixed the nozzle
in the direct hole.
It slipped into the spray bottle and was just sitting inside
the
spray bottle.
There's a famous picture also of like a woman who was gardening and lost her ring. Have you seen this picture?
Yes.
And then it turned out that she was like planting a garden, and then like whatever, a year later, a carrot grew out of the ground, and around the carrot was the diamond ring.
Oh, yes, I've seen this. It's and like, that's real.
I mean,
I don't know. That's like something I feel like gets spread around on Facebook where it's like, can you believe that the carrot grew around the ring?
I believe it.
I'm so out of it right now that I thought you were going to say like a diamond tree started growing.
A diamond tree.
And I was like, tell me more.
It looks, I've seen this.
13 years later, look. I feel like this is real.
I think it's real too.
That's
I just think it's real.
Nuts.
I would be like, this ring has so much more meaning now.
That's just such a crazy story.
I would
like,
love to
invite them to like Buckingham Palace. Come meet the king. That is a wild story like you need to be on every news show.
Red Table Talk.
I think it was on the news.
Red Table Talk. So you tell me that you found that
call
ring
her
and
daddy.
That carrot.
That, okay, this lady,
Joe
she
Rogan.
Looks so sweet.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
It's real.
So you pull it up, Jamie.
He's like so.
It looks too.
I think it might be real.
Also, like the idea of like a carrot and like diamonds, like, oh, how many carrots?
Totally.
Like the jokes write themselves.
Oh my God, you're right. I think it's real. It's got to be real.
Yeah.
I would love to get a metal detector.
Me too. I love metal detectors.
I think that's such a fun hobby. Every time I'm at the beach, I'm like, you get your steps in and you're hunting for treasure.
I will do that with you. My brother has them. And so when we would like one time went to Omaha like years ago and we were just metal detecting at this like cabin we were at for like hours.
Find anything cool?
No, but it's fun because you're like, ooh, what is it? And then you dig it up and it's like a little something.
You know, you can like hire treasure hunters.
Yeah.
Like Pete, what? Something silly?
There's also splooging.
It's just an insane sentence. You can hire treasure hunters. You know that, right? Like
I hired a treasure owner.
It's true. Like if you lose your ring out like in your backyard, you hire someone to come with a metal detector. And it's so interesting the rates that they offer, because it will be like, you can pay me $20 an hour and I'll do that and you get to keep it, or right. I'll do it for free and you give me a reward after.
If I find it, I get 10%. I find it.
So you don't have to worry about how long it's going to take. I just want to go hunt for it. But tip me whatever you want.
I would love to do that.
It's, but yeah, Patricia's uncle, he was out on their farm or whatever, and was like on his phone, and he felt the ring fall off his finger out in the middle of like a pasture, and spent forever looking for it. And he's like, I'm fucked. I cannot find this. There's no way I can find this. And then hired one of the treasure hunter to come out. But luckily the person found it, I think, like within 30 minutes. He was like, I think it happened here. So just look in this area.
Damn. And sure enough, just a metal detector?
Yeah, just beep, beep, beep.
I wonder if you
beep,
can
beep,
rent
beep,
one
beep,
from
beep,
the library.
I think you can get one on Amazon for like $50.
The library's so funny, but like maybe.
I feel like that's something you can rent from a library.
Yeah, but you can buy
a
one.
A metal detector?
You can rent like power tools. You can rent a lawnmower.
Really?
You can rent instruments from the library.
Yeah, libraries are
sick. They've got it.
Lawnmowers? Yeah. I did not know that.
And power tools. I think you can rent like a grill.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Get your library cards, folks.
I have one.
You have a library card?
Yeah, I got one for the Libby app on my Kindle.
Oh, yes. Yeah, also free audiobooks.
I just think it's ridiculous having a virtual queue for
right.
a book.
For an audiobook.
I really don't.
I don't get that either. I'm like, what do you mean there's 1,000 people waiting?
It's a fucking file.
I know.
It's like, share the fucking file for the people who have it.
I know.
Why am I waiting in line for 50 people to read a document?
I don't understand that either.
That's a little silly.
But it is fun. They have like DVDs and stuff. Sometimes Nolan and I will go and pretend it's like Blockbuster. We'll pick out a movie for the night.
Oh, you go into the library?
Like sometimes, not all the time. But.
I do have one bone to pick with the library. They ran out of fucking glasses during the last eclipse, and I went right when they opened. And it was so upsetting.
They also have a cart in the front that's like free books, and so Nolan's found like the first edition of like. The craziest, but like they resell for like $800 or something.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck, like this is just on the free bookshelf.
I love those free libraries when you're walking around.
So cute.
Yeah, little, me too.
Never a good book in there.
I know, it's always Windows 95 for dummies.
I put some good books in there.
And it's always like 50 Shades of Grey, Windows 95
mine.
For dummies, and like a Bill O'Reilly book. And
yeah,
like,
it's always,
it's junk. There's nothing, anything.
Like, I want to put one in front of my house. I feel
you
like
should.
It's a good like.
Yeah, you should. That
tactic
would be fun.
To get free books.
Maybe.
You just go and take them all every night.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good Eagle Scout project.
What's that?
Like if you're an Eagle Scout?
Oh, like build
like
a little
Scout?
Book.
A free library. It seems like a good community service project
yeah.
for like a kid
cute.
To like do
paint
a project.
It.
Yeah.
Have they finished the landscaping across the street?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they did.
It looks like that.
It looks terrible.
It's just done?
It was just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just
he was
it's
walking over
of...
with some plants the other day and I was like, what now?
No, like it's just metal, like wires.
It's
and
so
fences.
Fucking ugly.
Yeah. Oh, for the people to give them context that this was like a while back where your neighbors were building this huge
just
heap
like
mound as like a way to like, I think, create a barrier between like their house and the street, and it just
but if
it's
you park
horrific.
On the street and there's a passenger opening their door, they're gonna
there's
hit the rocks.
Giant
yeah,
rocks.
Just straight
it's
into
crazy
just a mulch
I was like
mound.
I wanted yeah. to like I was like can I like I feel like it's a public safety issue
complain to the city.
Yeah,
I'm getting the city involved now with my EV charging situation.
Oh yeah, what's the ooh, update ooh.
I emailed my local councilman and they were like, we're actually not your representative, here's the representative. And then I emailed the other representative and they got back to me instantly. They're like, I'm looping in someone else from the
oh
team.
God.
We'll be on it right with you. And I'm hoping to get some feedback today.
You didn't hear any more from the...
They keep just...
Fucking you around.
They're lying to me. Like, it's... The last email that I got yesterday was... let's see here. This has been 5 months since I moved in.
That's so annoying that they have them, too, and they're just
oh,
not
no.
turned on.
Have we given context to this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we have.
Oh, man. I wrote an email last night that I did not mean to send.
Oh, care
like,
to share?
Fuck you,
but I guess I sent
bitch.
It. Basically, they said, we've escalated this to multiple departments. We're waiting to hear back as to who's in charge of handling the EV concerns. I have escalated this matter and will continue to escalate until I have an answer for you.
What did you say?
Well, so I wrote this last night and I was fucking heated.
Fuck you.
And I didn't mean to send this, but I just checked my fucking outbox and I sent it.
Oh, God.
I said, this is not an acceptable answer. It has been 5 months since I moved in and 1 month since you confirmed that the person who oversees the EV chargers, that they have been installed and working. I've now been in contact with the city, council members Nazarian and Rahman, LAHD, and other parties who will now be assisting me in ensuring this matter is resolved in a timely manner. Hopefully, you're able to find out who is responsible so this can be resolved this
week. That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's fine,
too. Yeah, that's where they go, this is not unacceptable. Yeah.
Well, I didn't want to, I feel like it's a little bit of a bluff because I don't actually have the city on my side just
Good.
Yet.
But it's a threat.
It's a loaded threat.
Yeah, we love a threat. I was going to say how annoying it is to have an EV without a charger at
it's
home.
So
like the fact
insane.
That you have them but they're not turned on would be the most frustrating thing.
Thank you for validating me.
No, of course. Yeah. It's like, because like when you have one, the good thing about having it at home is like, oh, I can just plug it in every night and like I never have to worry about it.
Right.
But you have to go like find a charger somewhere.
Yeah, it'd be like if there's a gas station that's 15 minutes away. And it takes an hour to charge your car.
Yeah.
And you have to do it every, you know, week.
Or you have one in your garage.
Right. Or you have a free one in your garage that just doesn't fucking pump gas. And these lazy motherfuckers are just not doing
their... And
people
won't turn on the oil.
I got summoned for jury duty again.
Oh my God, congrats.
But like, first time I got summoned, I feel, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. But it was something where it's like, you've been summoned, but check this website every day online. Because maybe it was still like weird COVID times or that wasn't like...
it's still like
that's
that.
That's what it does.
Oh, right?
Yeah.
This one was like, no, this letter I got was like, I have to show up at a place or be ready for available the entire week to show up to a place, not check this online thing.
So every day you have to go in?
No. No, but it was like, clear your schedule for this week leading up to it, and we will notify you which day coming up on this week to be there. I believe that's what it was. I read it and I go, this seems a lot more intense than my first go. And I postponed it.
Yeah.
I postponed it. I said, I'm traveling and I have work. I want it. But you have to give them another week in the future and go, I have nothing on my schedule for this week. I want it to be that. And it got approved. But I was a little like, get me back up. I want to get in. I kind of want to be on the jury, but then I don't.
It's a little scary that like people's lives are hanging in the balance of a bunch of people that couldn't get out of jury duty. Like, the people that are on juries are people that couldn't figure out how to get
mostly
out of jury duty.
Well, maybe they want to do it.
Yeah.
But who has got the time?
If someone who's like
if you're retired
and it's just like giving back to the community.
So
yeah.
Some
or
old
if
person?
I had a job, if I had a job that was a 9-to-5 and I actually hated it, I'd be like, this is like it's not fun, but it's an alternative way to like pass
or
the time.
Or any job, like retail or anything. You'd be like, sorry, I can't work because I got jury duty. Like they have to legally give you that day off.
Yeah.
My friend served on a jury for 2 weeks, murder trial.
Oh my God.
That's like cool. Like that's not cool that someone murdered, but
sometimes I'd be like, I can't believe I'm about to be on the most like iconic case of all time. Like you're on like the Casey Anthony jury.
Iconic case of all time.
OG Simpson.
You're just like, oh my, yes.
I got to say something crazy to get in the Hulu documentary. Like you want to.
Right. Yeah, we did not. We could not come up with a decision.
Did you see they're doing a jury duty season 2?
Yes. I knew that they have been making one. But
what is it
and
again?
All my friends who work on jury duty, I was asking them like, well, it's not going to be jury duty. And they're like, no, we can't do that again.
Yeah.
And I was like, is it this? Is it it? They're like, I can't say.
They already put it out.
Yeah, I think it says now.
But this was like a year and a half ago.
Oh.
God, I'm having so much anxiety now. I can't believe I sent that email.
Oh, who cares?
Why?
Why? What's going to happen? Bad.
Because I didn't, I'm, it's like kind of a, I mean, they responded to me.
What are they
going to
fact check? They don't know what the fuck is going on. That lady's got her head up her
ass. They're just
going
to be like, we just need to turn it on. Who cares?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I think about hiring a lawyer. That's what I think is like the big, that'll scare him.
That's like a good little, that was a good email.
Okay, thank you.
You need to put your foot down. You've been dealing with it for 5 months.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You could have a ChatGPT lawyer.
I did use ChatGPT to help me with this. I was like, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Write this normally for me. And then it did.
Apparently ChatGPT is very unethical.
Yeah.
Is it?
And you guys all use it.
Because it takes up so much water.
Oh, bullshit.
See, I know. Huh? I was thinking about this and everybody told me, so I stopped using ChatGPT for about a month.
No.
And then I've heard some counter arguments where I go, that is so much like baloney.
It takes
about the
a
water
gallon
thing.
Of water to grow a single almond.
Yes.
Like, fuck it.
Almond.
Yeah.
What do you call it? An almond?
Almond.
Almond?
Almond.
Almond. Almond.
Wait,
almond.
Now it's weird.
I think
you don't
your,
say
like,
the L.
Jersey accent.
Yeah, you
it's almond.
Wait, say
no, it's
it?
An almond.
Say it.
Almond? Like an almond?
Almond.
A-M-E-N-D.
You're not almond.
Almond.
Gotta go get an almond.
Almond mom.
Almond.
Almond mom.
Yeah, you're an almond mom.
It's, okay, the idea of the term carbon footprint was created by BP Oil to make people and individuals feel that they are more responsible for climate change.
Why don't you ask ChatGPT if ChatGPT is bad? Dude, yes. They're using water. Ask them.
BRB.
It's going to give the most like AI
new
response.
Phone. Who does? Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't.
Well, no. It uses water.
It does use water.
Everything uses water.
But
everything
compared to
like the oil and gas industry or just like fossil fuels, agriculture at large, like big pharma, all these other like we are as individuals should not be responsible for climate change and global warming.
Yeah.
Your brother made a great video about that, by the way. Did you see it?
Yeah, my brother's phenomenal.
About ChatGPT?
Follow my brother.
He's
on
funny.
TikTok.
I was laughing at his like golf. He was like, do you think Elon and Trump have golf together? Because there's no way Elon is a good golfer. And I think Trump would really disrespect that.
It says, okay, this is what AI Google says. ChatGPT is considered to have a significant negative impact on the environment due to its high energy consumption during training in operation, with estimates suggesting a single ChatGPT can use up to 10 times more electricity than a standard Google search, leading to substantial carbon emissions and a large water footprint associated with data center cooling operations. While individual usage might not seem impactful, widespread use of such AI models raises significant environmental concerns. So I think like maybe you're wrong.
Yeah, I think you might be wrong.
It's okay. It does take more electricity and power, whatever, than a standard Google search. Sure. But does that mean like it's unethical to use it? Like,
right. I'm not using it to ask me what the weather or ask it what
that's
the
what
weather
people are
is.
Doing, though. They're like,
but people do like they'll ask like 10 times a day. But honestly,
that
Google
you can just
10
Google.
Times a day. No, I'll use it like once a day for like one thing.
Well, you're using 10 times more electricity.
I'll try
you know
be
what?
Better.
Here's what I don't. It takes 10 fucking Googles to get any answer these days because Google fucking sucks.
No, it doesn't. I got this in 2 seconds.
Yeah, because it's AI and it probably used all the electricity.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because when you Google, an AI answer comes up. So it's like, well, what's the difference?
I think this is also just propaganda from Google to say, stop using ChatGPT. You should just use our service instead.
A ChatGPT search uses 500 milliliters of water. ChatGPT as a whole, emits as much as 20,000 U.S. households per day. It uses as much water as 200 Olympic swimming pools worth of water each day.
Right. And how much does it take to grow a fucking almond?
So funny.
You have to fart?
Yes. Oh, no, Matt. No, please
fart,
don't.
Fart.
No.
Put the mic on your butt.
We're in a workplace right now. Like, this is
oh, please.
We're not the privacy of our own home.
How much water for
this
one
is
almond?
Like, I don't own this chair. Like, I'm not... disrespecting.
They were doing porn on our old chairs in the other studio.
How much water does it take to make an almond? What are you saying?
Yeah, I think it's a gallon of water per.
Okay.
No, that makes almond milk, and it's like a ton of almonds and just like
1.1 gallons of water to grow a single almond.
Okay, there you fucking go.
Boom.
So all you almond milk drinking motherfuckers, that is way fucking worse than a ChatGPT search.
Actually?
Do you know how much a milliliter, 500 milliliters of water is for a ChatGPT search? It's like nothing.
Yeah, no, I don't know that.
I'm saying this is a lot of this is propaganda, and I feel like it's
I'm just going to start saying that about everything that has a factual data. I'm going to say that's propaganda.
It is. It's fun to say.
That's what Republicans do.
Yeah, this is just propaganda.
Yeah, you're a Republican.
You're wrong. You're just wrong because you're
certainly not a Republican. Have you seen my close friend's story? Anyway.
Have y'all seen Casey Anthony is like on TikTok?
I think she's gone now.
She's gone
really?
Already?
Yeah.
She just got scared away?
I guess.
Or do you
I
think
saw
so many
morning.
People probably reported the account
Maybe.
And were just like, we do not want to see this person
or
at
she was
all.
Like, I thought I'd get a better audience.
It's
like,
just
acceptance.
Wild right out of the gate. She's introducing herself as like, I'm Casey Anthony. I'm legal advocate. I've been in the legal space for about 11 years. Not once. Hi, I'm Casey Anthony. My daughter, Kaylee Anthony, was murdered and we still have not found the killer. And I want justice to be served. She doesn't even acknowledge that stuff. It just
it's
screams
weird.
That like, you murdered your baby.
Yeah.
Have there been documentaries about her?
Oh, yeah.
Tons.
Yeah. Oh. Did anyone start watching the Ruby Frankie doc?
No, but I'm
binge the
I'm
whole
about
thing
to.
In one sitting. I have been following the Ruby Frankie stuff since day fucking one. I was watching Eight Passengers. And
you would watch Eight Passengers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
he used
to talk about them all the time.
Oh, all the time. And the day they got arrested, I could not believe. I could not believe. I was like, this is actually happening. I can't believe that they're locking these women up because.
Wait, I'm dead that you would watch Family YouTube.
Because I thought she was. I would watch. No.
He would do it because he's like cringy.
I would watch Ruby Frankie because I did not like how she would discipline her kids. Yeah. I found her to be a neurotic narcissist.
You were right.
And
yeah, she's weird.
Oh man.
Is it a good doc to watch? Like interesting?
Yes, because
we watched the first episode and like right off the bat you're like evil.
Because they have like access to like all their SD cards and like all the outtakes and everything.
My
so
God.
Someone said I saw on like Twitter, I think, or like someone commented because they have so much uncut footage of her like being a fucking bitch. And someone was saying that she had like a folder that was of all of the moments that she would do things like that to her kids.
Oh, so she would like.
So they were like, it was easy to access.
To find them, yeah.
So she made
surprised.
A folder of it?
I was surprised
wow.
how much.
She probably got off on it.
How much of the cringe stuff. For someone who's like a vlogger, you know, you film so much. And then at the end of you edit the vlogs, a lot of times people just like delete all the stuff that doesn't serve you because it's just a huge amount of data to keep on to. I'm surprised how much they still had on deck. And to give people context, because I don't think like we've established it, or Ruby Frankie was a mom family vlogger in Utah, very popular from like 2010 to about 2016, 2017, Mormon mom, six kids, and she would just a little neurotic and very harsh about how she would discipline her kids and came under a bunch of scrutiny and finally recently was arrested along with another woman who had a
Jody Hildebrand.
How would you say it? Like an emotional family support group society thing. And they were accused of child abuse, basically.
Was she doing like influencer content, you're saying, or just
Ruby Frankie?
Yeah.
YouTuber.
Yeah, she's like a blogger, like family blogger. Yeah.
Ban family vlog channels.
Are those vlogs still up?
I
have no idea.
No, I don't think so. But if by us talking about it, and if you search on TikTok, clips from all of them will come up. And, you know, their daughter, Sherry Frankie, has already like put out a book and stuff. And Chad.
Those poor kids.
I know, those poor kids. It seems like they're doing, I don't know, I don't want to say that they're doing well, but they're having a good sense of finding purpose and like coping with it.
So I only watched the first episode so far. They like blur the other kids' faces out. Do they just not want to be involved?
I think because they are still minors and they are the true subjects of the abuse that happened in the case, the ones where they were making them walk out in the hot sun, you know, shackling them, duct taping like their arms and their legs and stuff.
So sad.
They have to like just, I think it's better just like respect their identities because they're true minors. But
okay, and then also one more thing. How the fuck do we feel about this husband?
Oh yeah, how the husband still says at the end that I still love her and I want to make it work. I think that's
what he just doesn't know that this was happening.
Well,
that's the whole thing that I'm like, huh? Because in the first episode, like he is primarily being interviewed.
Yes.
And I'm just like, brother, you didn't see any of this happening.
Like duct tape rash on your kid's arms at dinner.
But a year leading up to the arrest, the moment they got arrested, he had not seen any of the kids for an entire year.
Why?
They
were
had
they
been
divorced. Oh.
So.
Good. Honestly, good for him.
And the evidence is like the true. I think emotional abuse was completely happening.
Yeah.
Like actually true abuse, making your kid sleep on a beanbag in the basement for 7 months.
Yeah.
As punishment.
As punishment. Took his like whole door away. Just really crazy harsh punishment.
Because how did this like happen again? I feel like he doesn't know. Like the kid ran to
like a neighbor.
He like escaped and he was like tied up. Like his arms or legs were tied
like,
or something.
Duct tape and it was like malnourished.
Yeah. And that's like how it all like happened where they were like, God. Oh my God, what's happening?
This isn't.
She became like insane about like it ruined their whole family when she started YouTube because she was so insane about like needing to post and getting all of these views.
But in the
and
videos, they're just like a normal, happy family.
Kind of. But in a way, they thought that they were, you know how Mormons like really strive for perfectionism and putting out like an image of being the best version of you in light of God and sharing that with the rest of the world and being a I would say like a role model or an influence, just a beacon of example of people who are serving God and serving their family and being rewarded by the universe and getting all of that money. They were just under the delusion that they were doing God's work by putting out these videos and stuff.
And then it would be like, she would ask her son like the simplest question, like, oh, what are you, how are you doing today? And he just like doesn't want to be on camera. And she's like, you better fucking pretend well, like you're happy. Yeah, she's like,
be happy. Pretend to be happy.
Fake being happy. Happy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
She's nuts.
I feel like you would like your head would explode. If you
I don't like those kind of like when you told me to watch that movie Stolen Youth.
About
the Sarah Lawrence College cult.
Oh my god.
I still like feel disgusted by that. I don't know. This stuff is not. Oh man.
Exciting.
Let's fucking go.
That's crazy that it happened right now.
I know. He's like, yeah, I saw that last email. I want to send you something to resolve, but I think we've taken some steps back.
We're actually removing the EV chargers.
Okay, but I also really have to use the restroom.
Me too.
I got a PP.
All right, well, thank you so much for watching, everybody. Stay tuned for another episode next week, and we love you so much. Thank you.
We love you.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing. It's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy. This newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.